Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, there you have it on the Monday night football games. Let me tell you, if 5 o'clock, very weird yesterday, sitting there at 5 o'clock and going, oh, instead of watching the news tonight, I'm going to turn on that football game. And sure enough, very strange to have a Monday night football game on the East Coast at 5 o'clock, but it was damn nice to have as Kansas City takes care of Buffalo. They've now all of a sudden, the Bills have lost two straight. And then last night to see what was going to happen with the Cowboys and the Cardinals just lit them up. And old school football still exists, man, and still going strong. Kind of the theme of the night last night was the running game. Chiefs run it 46 times. I said the Kansas City Chiefs run the ball 46 times for 245 yards. And you're going, man, that's unbelievable. And then the Cardinals go, no, hold on a second. We're going to run it 35 times for 261. Just amazing that you're watching the games last night. And the theme of for both the Cardinals and for the Kansas City Chiefs is we're going to run the friggin' football. And they did, man. It's still, if you can run it that many times and have that much production, it just leads to time of possession. The other team doesn't get on the field as much. If you got a good offense, it's just a destroyer. And then the case of the Cowboys, if you turn the ball over four times in the NFL, you're almost guaranteed to lose the game. Of course, unless the other team does the same thing. But you turn it over four times in the NFL, it really is a kiss of death. So Cowboys just look terrible, guys.
Yes, they did. What happened to Zeke Elliott, by the way? Like fumbling twice, only carrying the ball 10 times. What happened to the game plan? I know, obviously, when you're down 21-3 at the end of the second, you know, going into the second half, the running game changes a little bit. Like, what happened to that whole thing? And by the way, not that it matters, but we always talk about this sometimes when it comes to gambling or fantasy football. How many people got very lucky or were really upset at that Kenyon Drake touchdown at the end of the game that meant kind of nothing to the score, but it was such a long run and a touchdown that it probably either helped or crushed somebody's fantasy football at the end of the night last night, the second doubleheader?
I honestly, Zach, you got me on that right. part. I know right. Kenyon Drake was really good. 20 carries, 164, and that great speed. And we saw it down here that you can hold him down, and then he can go for 40, 50, 60 yards.
Right.
And he had that moment, and all of a sudden your yards per your average per carry goes way up.
Well, yeah, it's going to go that way up, right, of course.
Hey, listen, man. All of a sudden, you do that, and he's the top five running back in the NFL again as far as stats go. And, listen, I still say this. We had Kenyon Drake right now. He'd be our top running back. I know the complaint was he didn't run the right way inside and always wanted to bounce outside and was moody and was always pouting. And was known to be late and all those other things. All I know is when I watch him play football, I don't know if it just happens to be when I'm watching. And apparently when I don't, he must have bad games too, because it looks like he was splitting some time there for a while in Arizona. But I turned it on last night and I go, oh, there he goes. That's the Kenyon Drake that that we got to see a little bit of and got teased enough to, including maybe the greatest play in the history of the franchise.
Right.
Just a big fan. I got along with him great. He talked to me personally about a lot of stuff, and I always felt close to Kenyon. I don't know how or why, but we hit it off kind of from day one, and I really liked him. But I did hear all the other stuff, so I don't know. It's just the stuff of always talking about guys 25, 26, 27 that used to be Dolphin players that we drafted and making those kind of plays on other teams, it still sucks a little bit. I mean, yeah, it just does. When you draft a guy, again, I get the whole thing. I get the late, and I don't want to say where he was late, but, I mean, he broke some big rules. There is no question. There's one kind of late, and I'm not going to get into it because it's over, but there's one late that's not acceptable, and I know he did it. I know he did it because I got to see it. So anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on here this morning, boys, to get to. You realize Antonio Brown and the year-and-a-half drama is almost over. We're 2 weeks away. He's been really quiet. First of all, I want to start with, I mean, I don't follow him on social media, but, and I don't know, like, I know when he's wacky, everybody picks it up when he says and does crazy stuff, and so we know he's been, I'm guessing, on pretty good behavior, right? Trying really hard, it sounds like, if this is the case. He's working out privately, I'm guessing, because nobody's making, I don't know, because maybe the NFL's in and nobody's really paying attention to him.
Well, he hasn't made Hollywood's headlines in the last couple weeks or months. So, yeah, I would assume at this point, man, he is being quiet on social media.
Zach, he got in there enough every week when he was crazy.
Right. So, he's,
I mean,
I think
he
right
maxed out.
Right.
So, anyways, year and a half's about up, and it will be really interesting if, see, if he gets back in the league and who picks him up. I know who could use him. I think I know who could use him the most would be the New England Patriots, but I don't know after what took place, if especially with Tom Brady being his biggest fan and not being there, I don't know if that's going to happen, but he would be a major, major upgrade, even though he hasn't played in a year and a half for the New England Patriots, because I really think their receivers are that bad as a group. They're just
they're bad.
I mean, that whole group of tight ends, and he was the Patriots going to develop their tight ends and all their wide receivers, and all I see is a really good running game and a really good running quarterback, and that's pretty much all we've seen with that. So I'm really curious. The Ravens, does Hollywood Brown get to the team and say, hey, the one thing we're kind of missing, Lamar's doing great with the run and throwing to the tight ends, but we got to get more out of our wide receiver position.
How about
bring my cousin in.
Right, or the rich get richer too on the other side in Seattle somehow. You know, they were linked in before.
That's
They're 5-0 right now, you know.
So I would just say they might have the best pair of wide receivers. I don't know. That'd be an interesting one. And Zach, that's not crazy.
Right.
It's just you got it rolling. You might have the number one receiver in football right now. If we're just to look at what he's done, the catches he's made, the game-winning catches late in games, the amount of big plays down. He's the biggest deep threat in football right now. So those two guys really complement each other the way they play. The two Seattle guys that we got to see up close, Metcalf's really good, man. Really, really good. So I don't know. You know, you start looking, going, hey, we got this rolling. Then you look at that Cleveland thing, and they're back crying and whining again, and the tight end wants out, and Njoku doesn't want to be there. Then he says it's not true, but it constantly comes out. And now you got Beckham Jr. When he's getting the ball, everything's good. But if he doesn't and they lose, I mean, he's too much for me. I know how good he is, and I know we have a love affair with him, and he's really good for marketing, and the young people love him. But that will wear me out, man, as a head coach. If we win and you don't get the ball, you're not pouting that much, but you're upset
right. That
you didn't get the ball more. But you understand we won. If we lose and you don't get the ball very much, then it's obvious to the world. You make it clear. And then if you have a great game, hey, marketing and everything's good.
Right.
I mean, in all fairness to every coach, I mean, it just would wear you out after a while. It really would.
It's weird. And, yeah, of course.
And, of course, that just got everybody blasting the quarterback, who Baker Mayfield's had some crappy games there. So, I just throw this in with Antonio Brown. Seattle's got it rolling. They're undefeated. And I just think their two wide receivers, after seeing it up close, he's a good piece to add. But does he want to come in?
Right. Maybe it hurt what's going on there.
Does he want to be the third or fourth receiver
in
Seattle?
Right. Good point.
I mean, I don't know. You know, and nobody takes more chances on guys, just about. Pete Carroll's right there at the top of the list. People have the Texans in there. I don't know. I don't know where that thing is now.
No, we don't want him to go there just in case he helps that offense.
Yeah. So there's some interesting stuff. I do think he'll play. I think he's going to play on the cheap. Been out for a year and a half. It's hard for me to imagine anybody giving him a big base salary.
It's amazing that the last time that guy played a football game was against the Dolphins in that first game of the season. That's unbelievable.
For one half of football.
Right. That's it. Yep.
One half. Had some nice catches in the first quarter, including a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that would be it. So kind of crazy there with all the stuff that we've got going on here and trying to figure out. And it's been a year and a half of all the crazy stuff that happened is just amazing. Like, you could not make that year and a half up. I wonder, even Antonio Brown would have to go. Sitting back now, I think he's back with his girlfriend again with the kids and going, man, that was a crazy year and a half, wasn't it, honey? I was off my rocker there for a crazy year. Even I got to admit, I was a little crazy. I didn't realize all that stuff.
Well, I think that you're off just by thinking he would admit that. That's the only reason why I think you're off.
You're not even fine that he's going with that.
No, I don't think he even looks back and says I did anything wrong.
Well, that was pretty crazy stuff. So anyway, how much did you guys watch of the Monday Night Football games, by the way, before I keep rolling on here?
Pretty good amount of both games. Not full, but pretty good amount.
It was really cool on a Monday.
5 o'clock game, right.
That was, I thought I was growing up in California again when those Sunday games come on, and I had to go to church in the morning. And that even motivated me to get up early and go, oh, I'll go to the early mass so I can get home. The first game's at 10 o'clock, man. 10 a.m. I like that. I'm ready to go. And then even the games at night are, you know, you're watching them and they're damn near over after dinner. I mean, it's just.
I can't imagine how weird it was yesterday on the West Coast, like you said, to have the first Monday Night Football game start at 2 o'clock.
Well, they just declare that a national holiday. You just don't work that day.
Right.
But it is amazing. I went to California last year for that Thanksgiving tournament. I got in on like a Friday at like 4 o'clock. I walk into the hotel room and the Heat game was on at 4 o'clock. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it on a weeknight.
It is really
It's perfect.
Weird. Go out and visit my parents and turn the TV on because you do a lot of TV watching and going, damn, we haven't started dinner yet and the Heat are playing. That used to be, you know, that used to be a pretty cool thing to sit back and be able to watch all that stuff going on. No question about it.
It's a lot less time you have to talk to your family, too, because the games are on all the time.
Well, you got to talk loud when I'm out there if you're talking about my parents. I mean, Dad, can you hear me? Let's go.
I just think it's Hollywood's personal experience not to talk that much at holiday.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, the game's on. Hey, you know, can you take the kid? The game's on. I'm going to watch the game. It's for work.
Don't worry. As soon as I turn a sporting event on, they scramble, man. They scatter. They're gone. Everybody's going their own area, man. I turned that thing on at 5 o'clock just to see, and they're like, you're not going to watch it in here, are you? I go, nope. I'm going in the other room. But
I just
wanted you to see it before I'm done with you guys for the night, just to see it. Get a little idea what's going on here.
I'm starting to get concerned about your situation at home, by the way. It does not seem.
You're
it seems like it's just
to get
getting
concerned?
Like it's going downhill, man.
By the way, you're just starting that. I've been thinking that for 6 months.
If you guys think that it can't just be me, and I know I'm a pain in the ass, and I really do. My mirror does not lie to me. I know a lot of it is me, but if anybody out there can say, you know, the last 5 or 6 months working at the house and being home a lot has been really easy with my family. And God, it's been a great experience and really made the best of it. It's been hard. It's been tough. It has. I mean, I'm not afraid to tell you. It has the sarcasm, the little comments. Something yesterday popped up, and it was just like we took about 4 hours off from each other. We just walked by, and we didn't even look at each other. So it was like we weren't even in the same house. And then I don't know who broke the ice finally in the afternoon a little bit.
It wasn't you. I know that.
But, hey, man, as soon as it stopped raining and I had the tennis courts call and say, all right, your court's ready if you want to run over here. Looks like it's going to start raining a little while, so hurry. I mean, I jumped out of the house just to get out because it is really hard. It's got to be hard for everybody. I can't even imagine having little kids or having a stressed-out wife with little kids. And I'm talking about everybody's situation, not just you guys. It's just, you know, not being able, like, I need to get out. Or I will drive everybody crazy, and they will drive me crazy. And, I mean, without getting in things, yeah. Don't worry about it. I don't plan on going anywhere. If this doesn't work out, this marriage, I'm just going to the back bedroom. I'm just like, hey, you do whatever you want, but I ain't leaving.
Yeah, live in that office, right? That's it.
It's gonna be a friendly separation. I called it, it's gonna be a friendly separation. No matter what, it would be called a friendly row separation, man. And those don't happen very often either. Man.
I didn't mean to do this to you so early in the morning.
Way to go.
No, man. It has been. It's been difficult. Yeah, it's
well, you called me yesterday, and the kid was in the background. He was just screaming like a lunatic. He goes, is he okay? I think he thought he was crying or something. And no, he just does this. He just goes running around screaming.
No, Hollywood goes, no, he's just bouncing off walls like he does all day. Yeah. And I went, oh, yeah, just big patience. Hey,
by the way, I cried after I hung up the phone with you. I just sat in my room and cried.
You did.
What's God, that's sad.
Oh, jeez, man. You really, now we got a little crazy. We got a lot more stuff. So what's going to happen with big payroll and little payroll getting ready to play each other in the World Series, man? Dodgers in Tampa Bay. My God. One of the big, fat, and rich in L.A., and one just brilliantly run on the cheap to get to it. Just I know who I'm going to be rooting for. I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be a big-ass Tampa Bay fan. We'll tell you about our show today. Got a lot of stuff coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Good morning. This is Nick Bacon with your traffic report. If you're driving out there right now, be careful. Just take it easy. You're going to get to work just as soon as the traffic kind of lets up where you are. If you're on the 826 or the Shula or 595, 95 or the Turnpike right now, more than likely you're going to be in a little bit of traffic. So just take it easy. Deep breath. Keep your eyes on the road, but deep breath. No road rage this morning. This is traffic. I'm Nick Bacon, and you're listening to The Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz here on 560 The Joe.
And Nick, it's weatherman Rick. It's also raining out there, so keep that in mind, please.
Wow.
We have it all covered.
Right. Didn't realize that Rick was on there, too. That was my fault.
Well, so... it's incredible day by day that the station survives somehow with same things that never get fixed. And again, I know it's a difficult time for people, but it really is amazing. Every day, I'm just curious, Hollywood, when you come into the studio in Miami, like, the computers are completely shut down. You can't get in the computers. Crazy stuff runs in the middle of us talking, and stuff just pops up. Like, and it never gets cleaned up. It really is amazing. It is. I mean, it's really entertaining. And the people at the top don't even know. So the people underneath them are in no hurry to get it done, saying, yeah, we'll get it fixed. But they're pretty lazy human beings, and they don't really check to see if it gets fixed. It's
was
really,
there a question in there somewhere? I mean, you said my name, like you're going to ask a question, and you're just kind of rambling.
No, I just don't. Well, I wanted to rip some people first, but it's just incredible that I'm just glad we're on the air. It really is. I'm just glad to see
not
that.
Not on the phone today either. Yeah.
The phone for 4 hours.
That was the best.
That's an all-timer right there, man. I don't even think our guy knew because he was grabbing coffee or something. I don't even know if our – and I'm not saying his name. But
as long as I don't walk into this building, it's not actively on fire, it's probably better in the situation I just left. So,
all right.
I just roll with the punches, man.
Well, listen, man.
Everything's bad. I mean, it's just levels of worse.
Right. You know, it's 2020, and you just got to hang in there. Just got to hang in there. By the way, how many people are with me and will be glad when all these ads are off TV?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you said that.
And they just run back to back to back to back.
Right.
They must be paying a lot of money because they just get priority on TV. And by the way, only reason I bring it up because I'm mostly watching sports right now, every chance. And now they've saturated all the sporting events for good reason because they get good ratings.
Right.
And so you just got to see stuff. And by the way, it's both of them. It's just I'll be so glad.
I pulled a Joe Rose yesterday, by the way. I've been getting a ton of calls and texts from these people. And I actually answered yesterday, and I let a recording have it. I mean, I actually was yelling back at a recording in my car.
That's pretty amazing when you do that. Like,
You did that the other day. You were actually talking back because, you know, you got the call on your landline and you were talking back to the recording. And so I did that yesterday. I just lost it yesterday. I'm tired of these texts. I told a guy to go, you know, what he can do on a text. It's enough.
Yeah, so I did that too. I said, please don't text me anymore. Do you know what the other party wants to do? Then the other party, do you know what I'm going to tell you, I think the worst thing you could be is an independent. I swear to God, you're better off at least being on one party because then the other party leaves you alone. But if you're an independent, we haven't heard from you, Joseph. Do you know what the other party's doing? Is this something you want to happen? Please don't bother me anymore. I said that. Then I think I put a little curse word in there. Please stop. Hey, it got so bad in this neighborhood. And we'll get back here to a lot of stuff we got coming up. Kyle Crabbs going to join us. I like calling him our Dolphin Insider. Will join us at 7 o'clock hour. Brian Baldinger is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, talk about our offensive line. I know he's a big fan of a lot of our young guys, so we'll talk to him. And we got some stuff with the bye week coming up for the Dolphins that we also want to jump on. So apparently, the stuff got so bad where I live here in Davie, in this community, guarded gate community, that people are putting signs up and flags up and they were getting bigger and bigger and so apparently there must have been complaints. That's all I can figure. Must have been complaints because I see they send something out to everybody. You have to, you know, it's causing problems in the neighborhood. People are going at it. People that don't put signs up that feel strongly about their party but are being respectful not to throw it in anybody's face. So we're asking everybody to take down their flags or the signs out on the yard or whatever they're sticking to their door or wherever you're putting up your favorite colors right now with your favorite name. So I told you, I just mentioned this yesterday. So there's a couple of people that are like kind of on the mask thing. Like, I'm not taking it down. I have a right to have it up. It's part of my freedom of, I don't know what the hell keeping your flag up. Does that fall under freedom of, I'm not that smart.
I guess freedom of speech. I don't know what that would be like,
So anyway, a guy confronted another guy, and he obviously is a big Democrat, told the guy, hey, that shit needs to calm down. That stuff needs, if I said I apologize, that stuff needs to calm down. So they got in it. I'm not taking it down. I don't care what you guys, you cannot tell me living in here what I have to do. And so they got into it, man. Thank God neither guy could fight.
Right.
Thank, you know, it usually comes down
to
that.
The last thing you want to see for something like that, right?
So But they were going at it, man. So, you know, people got in between. And then, of course, when people get between them, then it gets really bad and, you know, and stuff. So I noticed it's still not down, but it apparently got so bad. And I've never heard of this. I don't know how many houses we have in here, 80 or 100 or 70. I have no idea. And I don't know most of my neighbors around, except for the handful around me that I like. But so it's gotten bad. And so now the people that are following, that are against the people that still have the flags up, I think there's two left, so they're still going at it. And I thought, wow, I'll be glad when this is over, man.
Right, couple more weeks.
I'll just be glad. And, you know, I mean, I guess you want to show, you know, who you feel strongly about, and people are burning each other's things down. And they had something on TV the other day. You can't burn or steal somebody's sign.
Well,
it's illegal,
right?
To do that. And somebody was running around grabbing signs off people's yard. And it was taken on camera, and they busted the guy in the van that was going around doing it. I mean, shit. We're living a crazy-ass time right now out there. Oh, Lord. Anyway,
we're living in one of those crazy movies. That's what we're living in right now. The movies that you never thought could be possible, like, happen. That's what's happening right
now. Yeah. Well, listen, I wanted to bring this up this morning. It's a bye week for the Miami Dolphins, back to 3-3. So we wanted to the rest of the week, have our Dolphins poll. And today is through six games. Who's our MVP? MVP through six. And we're going to have that up at Joe Rose Show. And you can look at the four. I think, do we all agree on the four?
Yeah, I think so.
Manuel Ogba, one of the top sack getters in the league.
He's got five sacks right now, right?
X-Man, four interceptions, mm-hmm. I think leading the NFL, tied for the lead in the NFL. Ryan Fitzpatrick, for everything he's done as a quarterback of the team. And the fourth one has been the play of Myles Gaskin, who has been a really good story, 340 yards rushing with 27 catches. Really, really good hands. I mean, really, really good hands underneath. So, been a great story. I think almost 500 yards of offense, roughly, for him through this season. So, those are four. If you want to vote here, and if you have somebody else, you can, like, hey, I'm not going with this, and I'm going to add somebody else that I think has been the MVP that I really like. You can
a little write and vote, yeah.
Yeah, yep. You can write mm-hmm. something in. 305-567-0560 if you want to hit that as well. So,
and the poll is officially up right now at Joe Rose Show on Twitter.
All right, so join in if you've been watching as a Dolphin fan. Now 3-3 on the season. I never thought I was going to say this. One game behind the Buffalo Bills and in second place in the AFC East, with the Patriots now at 2-3 and the Jets 0-5. The Dolphins with still some tough games, but the Bills do not look real good right now. They've been banged up. Their quarterback's cooled off a little. Are we done with Josh? Are we done with the MVP thing with Allen?
Yeah, I think he's fallen out a little bit of that top tier.
Still really good.
Right. Yeah, of course. But yeah, he's fallen out of that top tier of guys, and a couple guys have moved back up into the place.
You know who blasted him pretty good? The Fox guys. About, if you're not accurate in college, you're never going to be accurate. Troy Aikman got on that, and then Terry Bradshaw. And they were like, if you're a 50% completion guy in college, you're a 50% completion guy in the NFL. And I was like, well, so far, I mean, he missed some. Ooh. He missed some wide-open dudes last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know how bad the weather was on the field. I know it was a little cooler up in Buffalo where they're starting to get their cool weather. But he's been pretty damn good. And he's pretty damn good. He's just not where he was when he's running around and, like, against the Dolphins and stuff and getting things done. That was pretty impressive.
Joe, he's had 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the season, 1,711 passing yards. Like, he's having a good year.
You take that all the time. Plus, he's
all
a big,
the time. Right.
Strong dude running the football.
Right.
And speaking of that, I would love to see Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray in a foot race.
Wow.
That would be a fun. Kyler Murray didn't look very accurate, and I don't know what I was watching him. You talk about missing receivers last night. Had time to throw, and he was all over the place. But I'll tell you what, he couldn't throw last night, so he took off and started running for first downs till he finally got it going a little bit. How demoralizing to be in third and nine. He throws two incompletions and then friggin' takes off 14 yards to the outside, and the guy, the linebacker, is shadowing him, got right in position, and he just outruns him to the outside. This 250-pound linebacker is going, I did everything right. I knew he was going there. He's just that much faster to turn the corner and get a first down. It had to be so frustrating, so frustrating. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. Dolphin fans out there, we're having our first. We'll have one every day this week, our bye week Fins poll. The MVP of the Dolphins through their start, through their first six games, back to a 3-3 record. And we've got four names up there that that we think are been the four best players. So give us your thoughts on which one you like. We're curious to see what everybody's going to go through and vote for at Joe Rose Show on Twitter if you want to join us this morning as you're just getting up and rolling along. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Got a big show coming up for you. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm getting a little spoiled on this Monday Night Football. It was fun to watch. Kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's just fun to go. It really is, because 2020, 2021's cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Boy, did they figure it out from top to bottom. Best look, best prices, most space, safety, technology, bam. All in a package, we got it for you. Hey, let's start with let's start with some of my favorites, like the Chevy Tahoe. Oh my gosh, man, it's just so much fun to drive. I've now had a Tahoe for about the last 10 years. It is so much fun. Big, comfortable, roomy, and again, if you're a big person or bigger person and you just need that space and you want to be comfortable, I'll tell you what, driving around South Florida has never been so enjoyable that it is when I'm in my Tahoe. And the Silverado trucks, there's so many different style of trucks. I see so many different Silverado trucks on the road, and I just go, listen, whatever your lifestyle is, Silverado makes a durable truck to fit your specific needs for you and your family like nobody's business. And then you go to some of the smaller SUVs that we have. If the Tahoe's too big, how about going midsize with the Traverse? Boy, I'll tell you what, still got all this. It's spacious enough to accommodate the big family, and it doesn't compromise any of the style. The Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, got it all for you. And that 2020 Chevy Blazer, I think it's the best look. I think it's one of the best looking midsize SUVs, but you got to find out for yourself. Now, while I'm talking about all this stuff, we got the Chevy Open Road Sale event. We got our prices knocked down. So some of your favorites have never been more affordable than they are right now, especially with South Florida Chevy dealers in Dade, Broward, and even Monroe County. Hey, get out there. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bacon with your traffic. Couple stop traffic places in South Florida. Let me give them to you right now. 137th Avenue towards Southwest 56th and Miller Road. Traffic not moving or the roads closed there. First Street towards Southwest 2nd Avenue. Same thing happening there. And First Street towards Southwest Miami Avenue as well. A lot of traffic out there. But I'm trying to be so serious and it's just not working.
Stopping traffic right now.
Right. Just be Nick careful Bacon. Out there if you're listening to me right now. I'm Nick Bacon. Here's my brother, Rick.
Well, this report is brought to you by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Take back your unused or expired prescription medications at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. To find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeback.com.
All right, fellas, we're
I didn't
we're
finish
back.
My report.
Jeez, sorry.
The Joe Rose Show is next.
I'll be glad we get everything working again.
That was smooth.
It's not easy to read these traffic reports, huh?
Stop traffic.
I'm looking for anything right now. I'm traffic.com.
You stop some traffic. People are going, what the hell was that, Nick?
Why don't you just appreciate the fact that he's actually looking it up and not just making it up?
I am. I'm
that's
seriously
actually,
looking it up.
I thought for sure you were just making it up. That's good. Good job by you.
I'm trying to read off traffic.com what kind of traffic we have down here. It's not very easy.
Is it traffic, I'm guessing, at a certain time every day from Broward to Dade gets pretty busy.
Yeah. Oh, something just popped up red on the screen. Heavy, lots of slow traffic on the turnpike towards 8th.
No, tease us for the next hour. Tease us.
Right. There it is right there. It's the only red thing on the screen right now.
All right. Well, listen, let's get back, clowns. You two clowny human beings here this morning as we got a lot of different things to get to here. A lot of stuff. We got baseball starting up, the World Series, going to kick back up the Tampa Bay.
You can't root for the Dodgers, right, no matter what?
No.
There's no chance. I mean, and I know that we're talking to the casual baseball fans out there also. You just can't. That's a team you grew up hating, right? You can't root for the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, it was a real dislike. It was we like to call
right,
it
not
so,
hate. Sorry.
No.
Dislike.
But there is baseball. There is a baseball hate, but a sports hate that when you don't like teams, you don't like your rivalry. But we go, I hate that guy, man. Right. And you don't really like hate him, like he's done something to you, except maybe beat your team in games or something like that. But so this one. It's really interesting. So for baseball fans out there, Tampa Bay and L.A., they actually have something in common, fellas. You know what it is? They had the best records in the 60-game schedule. Like, people forget that Tampa Bay was really good in the regular season. And, of course, L.A. just dominated all the way through and just loaded. Listen to their payroll on a 60-game. So everything's prorated. So through 60 games, the Dodgers with the salaries at what they were and only getting paid, 30-something percent of their salary, the Dodgers' payroll was $107 million. Hell, we'd like that for the season with the Marlins.
Right, right.
And Tampa Bay's was $28 million. Jeez. Tampa Bay played this baseball season, won all those games with a $28 million payroll. It really... I know we're talking about Jeter and Don Mattingly and all the people that got this thing turned around and got them in the playoffs. And then you look what they did 3 or 4 hours up the road in Tampa Bay with no money. And they do that. They've been doing this almost every year. And really, no star power at all. A lot of development through their minor league system. They have found a way on this really small payroll, whether it's a full season or 60-game season, they do as good a job as anybody in sports. You know, we talk about the A's and what they did and Billy Beane did and who, by the way, is leaving baseball and all the things that the A's have done out west. But Tampa Bay's a story, man. I mean, it's... It really is. And by the way, they're in a division with two of the highest payrolls that you can have
right.
in Boston and New York. Well, Yankees are number one. And Tampa Bay, here they are. It's just for the little guy,
Well, it's giving you hope, right.
It's not one guy making, like, two of the highest paid players, Mookie Betts and Kershaw, make up their payroll, what they got in a shortened season.
Right.
So you look at that, and I'm going to be rooting really hard for Tampa Bay. I don't know who a lot of them are. They rotate guys in there, but it's a hell of a story what they've been able to do, taking down some of these teams. It's just Yankees taking down Houston. And listen, LA's loaded. I mean, my God, they got, and you're going, they can't get anything else. The next thing you know, they sign Mookie Betts to this
huge
contract to stay. And I mean, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable defensively, hitting. He got a friggin' cannon for an arm. I think he's the best player in baseball. And they got a bunch of those guys that are playing for him that are really good. It's kind of hard to imagine that Dodgers are going to lose this thing. So, man, let's all jump on that little Tampa Bay bandwagon, even though, and I'm guilty too. I don't know who these guys are, except you watch them. They got bargains on them, you know, part-time players.
Just part of a trade too, right? Just part just, of a trade.
Just
right.
Just amazing. And they can't keep them. Soon as they, if they get too good, they're like everybody else. They got to let them go because he can't afford to, you know, he can't afford to pay one guy $25 million on what they're doing. But
Joe, the last World Series LA won, is that the Kirk Gibson one in 88?
I think it is.
I think that's the last World Series they won.
I think I say this too.
I think I've asked you this before, but what's bigger? Now that the Lakers have won the NBA championship, what would be bigger for that city, LA? Would it be the Dodgers winning World Series or the Lakers?
I don't know. They're both.
What do you think? They both really, is there one that's more popular than the other out there?
Dodgers are really popular out there, man. Really, really popular. But again, this goes back to what's more popular, the NBA or Major League Baseball.
Right, right. It's true.
So,
in a market like that, I don't know. Like down here, it's different. I know that baseball is not the most popular thing in the world down here, but in LA and cities like that, New York, like Yankees winning the World Series would shut that city down for a week. I just wonder if the Lakers have the same impact as the Dodgers. It's been so long now since the Dodgers obviously won too.
Yeah, but both teams been around a long time. Right. They've had a lot of great players through the years, and again, the Dodgers just have so much money,
right,
to spend, and but you know, I don't know. That's a great question. Yeah. I could only guess that the Dodgers would be a little bigger deal winning a championship, but I could be wrong, because that, as you know, the LA is about star power. Like right, you can't right, just right. win, you got to have stars, and both those teams, the Lakers and Dodgers, have stars. The Dodgers got plenty of star power, some of the best young players in baseball. They are loaded too. But that's a great question out there, Zach. I started to answer, and I was just thinking, the older part of me said the Dodgers, but who knows? Probably ask young people, and it might be the Lakers out there, especially with LeBron now on that team. Whose jersey would you wear? Whose jersey would be number one out in L.A.? Dodgers win it. It has been a long time. They've been teased. They've come close. Kershaw's had some bad games and crucial moments, even though he's had this Hall of Fame career, and that continues to be a big, big topic on all the things out there. But I don't know, man, because ain't going to be me rooting for the L.A. Dodgers, nope. Man. I can tell you that. Go Tampa Bay. Whoever you guys are, go get them, man. $28 million payroll for 60 games.
That's crazy.
How about that? And the Dodgers have two players make that for the 60 games.
Right.
They're two, you know, it's just amazing. It really is. I got a kick out of that. I thought that was pretty amazing. By the way, Dolphin fans, we got a lot of Dolphin stuff coming up here this morning. We got our bye week Fins polls coming up here. We're going to have one every day today. We're kicking off with our MVP through six games. Obviously, we got two players stat-wise and two of the big stats, sacks and interceptions, are two of the top in the National Football League right now. Never thought I'd say that. The Emmanuel Ogbah story is unbelievable. And Xavier Howard with four interceptions in four straight interception of four straight games now has been a great story as well. The other big story that's been, and what they've been able to get from Myles Gaskin, kind of came out of nowhere. We thought it was going to be Breida and Howard running the ball, and he goes, nope, I'm doing it. Well, it'll be a few games, and then all of a sudden he's got 340 yards rushing. He's got 27 catches, one of the top pass receivers on the team as well. So he's ended up being a really good first, second, and third down back. I didn't think that was going to happen. So, and then you got to have Ryan Fitzpatrick in there too for everything, for the stats you don't see, for leadership, for what he's done overall, almost an extension of the coaching staff, leading these guys as the old guy on the team and still the quarterback. So those are our four.
You want an early update on the poll so far? A little over 120 votes. In since we put it up so far. What do you think's leading the way before I give you the numbers?
Okay.
Those four guys.
I'm going to say Xavier Howard.
Okay. Hollywood, do you have a guess or have you seen it yet of who do you think would be the top on the poll right now?
I have access to it, Zach, unlike Joe.
Okay, so I'm not going to give it to you. Dolphins bye week MVP at Joe Rose Show on Twitter. 16% Miles Gaskin, 17% Ogba, 30% Xavier Howard, 37% Fitzpatrick.
Wow.
Yeah, Fitzy, right?
People do like him, man.
Right.
I think there's a lot of, and again, I'm not in touch with fans every day, so this is probably not very accurate on my part. Maybe you guys feel differently. There are a lot of people that obviously want to see Tua play. I think right. We saw it at the end of the game. The reaction, I can only imagine, was like at home or people listening on the radio.
We had one write-in vote for Tua that said Tua 100% completion rate, 100% third down conversion rate, MVP. Yeah.
Okay. There you have it.
I love it. You had to have some Tua.
Right. But there are a lot of people that are going, you know, I really want Tua to play, but, man, this Ryan Fitzpatrick, I got to admit, man, everything he says and does, he's a likable, cool-ass dude that really relates to the other guys. The guys, the reaction that the guys, black and white players, say about him, love, do anything for Fitzy, love him. Want to hang with him, go to bat for him every day, you know. And it's a combination of, you see what he does. He gets up, he gets the crap knocked out of him. He's up laughing. He's got, he's tough. His leadership, always talking to the guys on the sideline, puts his arm around guys. Just all those crazy things. Like, wow, just. He's a likable dude, man. He is just a really cool, likable leader on this football team. So I get that he's getting that. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. Got a lot more stuff that we'll jump on here this morning and get to, including plenty of Monday Night Football. And, man, if you like the old-fashioned run game, you got plenty of it. We'll have that story for you from Monday Night Football coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Andy Cagnetta. Not a great running back. No. Didn't run real fast. But boy, when it comes to he and his company selling your company, they don't take a backseat to anybody. I'm talking about Andy Cagnetta and his team at Transworld Business Advisors. I love talking about him because I know if you're serious about selling your company, there's only one place to go. You realize it's specialized. You don't know how to go about getting it done. Where do I go? How quickly can you do it? Who's got avenues, different avenues to find somebody even outside of South Florida? There's one company, Transworld Business Advisor. 600 brokers, 200 offices around the world. They can actually still create competition to even drive the price up and get you even more money. They're right here in South Florida. I love telling everybody, 40 plus years of experience selling all types of companies, specialized. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small. 50,000 to 50 million. Whatever it is, something you put a lot of time and effort into, and you're ready to go do something different, or you just want to retire once and for all, yep, there's one place to go, Transworld Business Advisors. Transworld is the largest business brokerage in the world, and they're ready to help you anytime you're ready. Here's what I want you to do. If you're serious about it, want to get the process started, I want you to call Transworld at 954 or 305-504-8100. That's 504-8100. 8100, and just go meet with them, talk to them. If you want to learn more about them on the website, visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com. And just remember the name. They're the biggest, they're the best at what they do, and they got a lot of people standing by right now to buy companies just like yours. Andy and his team at Transworld Business Advisors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.